Hello, it's News Talk's Jess Kelly here. Before we get to this podcast, I want to talk to the business owners out there who know the value of having the right partner behind them. When it comes to empowering your business, Electric Ireland is the trusted energy brand that Irish companies rely on. As Ireland's leading energy supplier, they offer fixed price plans, expert advice and future-focused solutions, including solar power installation to support your business on its journey to net zero. Electric Ireland, making your business brighter. Visit electricireland.ie/business to learn more. Now, enjoy your podcast.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Michael Healy-Ray, Minister of State at the Department of Agriculture, is calling for the government to have a serious rethink of the planned crackdown on short-term lets. Under the new plans, rural areas will now be subject to updated planning permission rules and a population threshold, bringing restrictions down on short-term lets in larger towns and cities. And the minister argues that this will do irreparable damage to rural Ireland, and he joins me now. Michael, good morning and a happy new year to you.
Good morning, Pat. And before we start, a very happy new year to you, your family, your listeners and all the people that work on your team there on the radio programme.
And all labouring away today when many people are still languishing in bed. So
exactly.
A special thanks to them.
Can I explain my thought process on this
Please.
Whole situation? And I'd like to know yourself and your listeners, I'd like to know, do you think that I'm right or wrong? But this is my honest opinion. The people that are involved in short-term lets, and I'm not talking about people who entered into it recently. I'm talking about established people. You could call them, you know, the old traditional B&Bs, guest houses. You could call them, short-term lets. You could call them Airbnbs, whatever you like. People involved in short-term lets that are established, that have enormous sums of money put into building up what I'd call their product over many years. In many situations, you see, Pat, the properties wouldn't even lend themselves to long-term because there might be an annex onto their own personal house. There might be, you know, a unit at the back of the property that they're living in and that they just wouldn't want to have somebody living there long-term full-time. Now, those people, in my opinion, they didn't create the housing crisis in Ireland. They had nothing in the world to do with it. And they shouldn't be, attacked now because they're carrying out a business. Because the people that rent their properties, they spend money in the local pubs, shops, tourists, you know, gift shops, all that sort of thing. And if you take away all that accommodation, where are those people going to stay? And they've built up a reputation. They have repeat business. Now, so I have an awful problem with what I'd call government policy attacking that. What I don't have a problem with, if a person goes into Dublin City tomorrow or the suburbs of Dublin or Limerick or Cork or somewhere and says there's a property there, you know, that, I like that property now, I'll buy that and I'll turn that into an Airbnb. I have no problem with that person being put to the full rigours of new legislation. In other words, well, now I better not buy it because I have to apply for plan and I have to see will I get permission to use it as a short term. In other words, taking a property out of long term let and put it into short term, doing that now, I have a problem with that. But what I don't like is moving the goalposts in the middle of the game, right? And the game is on for those people, the traditional people who have been giving an excellent service. They have enormous amounts of money put into their properties and they really have them to a very high standard. They have a system built up. They're bringing, whether it's Irish people letting them go on holidays, whether it's people coming from abroad and staying short term, like they're providing a service. And for anybody in government to seriously think that you're going to get 10,000 of those people to say, all right, I'm going to give this up now, my short term let, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to rent that out long term. Number one, do they realise at all the massive negative effect it would have in the local businesses? That's number one. Number two, how hurtful it would be to the people who own the property. Because, you know, there is a small little fact here, Pat, about, you know, property ownership. It's like if you own a farm or if you own a house, you didn't get it for bloody well nothing. You worked hard for it. You borrowed money for it. If you renovated your property, 'twas your back that worked for that and that paid for it. And for politicians to come along then, what I would call, and take the ground out from underneath you by saying, well, you can't carry on with the business that you've been conducting. I think it's wrong. I think it's unfair. I've explained this to government in the strongest possible terms. I'm not fighting with them. I'm not attacking them. What I'm saying is, look, lads, we have to be careful about this. Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Be conscientious of these people who have worked so hard to have what they have. They're paying tax, they're diligent people, and they're providing a service. Yeah. They're honest to God, hard-working people.
Now, Michael, they will say, look, the population limits here mean that most accommodation in rural Ireland, in, you know, the towns and villages, those towns and villages will not be big enough for this legislation to affect anybody. So someone doing business in a small town in Clare or in Kerry or in West Cork or whatever, because the populations are, you know, less than you'd have in concentration terms compared to Limerick or Dublin City or Cork City or whatever, hardly any of them will be affected.
There is, sorry to contradict you, but what about the tourism capital of the Western world, the little town called Killarney, which is terribly important to my heart anyway, and to everybody else that's interested in tourism? Those people, they will be affected if the figure is used of 10,000 persons, right? We would be above that in Killarney. So therefore, what would happen is people involved in short-term lets in Killarney, they would be negatively affected. And why should they be? And you're not going to get those people to say that they'll turn around and that they'll go changing what they've been doing for maybe generations. Because a lot of that type of business, it's no more than, you know, see monkey, do monkey. If you come from a footballing house, the odds are you'll be a footballer. If you were from a political house, you'll be involved in politics. If you were involved in hospitality, especially short-term lets, you're not all of a sudden going to say, all right, I'll change my business now and I'll rent it long-term. Long-term is great. Everything in balance. Do you know, you must have a balance in life. We need long-term lets. And we also need short-term lets.
Now, Michael, how do you think the rules changing about landlords and, you know, the landlords, they articulate concerns that if they let a tenant in when new rules apply this year, that they may never get them out. They may never get...
Hello, it's News Talk's Jess Kelly here. Before we get to this podcast, I want to talk to the business owners out there who know the value of having the right partner behind them. When it comes to empowering your business, Electric Ireland is the trusted energy brand that Irish companies rely on. As Ireland's leading energy supplier, they offer fixed price plans, expert advice and future-focused solutions, including solar power installation to support your business on its journey to net zero. Electric Ireland, making your business brighter. Visit electricireland.ie/business to learn more. Now, enjoy your podcast.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Their property back.
But that is an absolute fact. What you just said is a fact. Why do you think that thousands and thousands of people are exiting the rental market? I've said this to government, that when you go interfering politically with a market, the extensions of the RPZs, you see the result that has had. You know exactly what it has done. It has led to thousands and thousands of people been given notices to quit their properties. And instead of helping the situation, and I respect very much because he's a very excellent minister. We have two ministers for housing and we have a very important minister who, with regard to planning, because he's bringing in planning exemptions, Minister Brown. And I very much respect the work that they're doing. But sometimes when you're trying to help a situation, you hurt it. If you take any of the Irish Independent did a survey recently, and the results were frightening. The vast majority of house sales in Ireland now are people who are renting out and who are now selling up because they don't want to be involved in rental anymore. I see it at my own clinics every week. The amount of people that are coming to me saying, I've been given an eviction notice, I have to leave, I have to quit. And the reason, the property is being sold. Why is the property being sold? Because the people are terrified that they'll never again have their house. So what their attitude is, I'll sell it, I'll get rid of it. And you see another thing then. There's this over-glorification, like you hear people talking about people who rent out properties. And as you know, I'm not denying the world, I'm one of those people. But what people forget, and they're talking about rents, and you know, this has to be said as well, Pat, 56% of the rental income goes back to the government in tax. So if a person collects 1,000 euros, which I know because I'm dealing with these people every day, people are struggling to pay rent. But remember, when a person gives 1,000 euros for rent, the person that owns the property gets 440 of that. And nobody, and especially our friends in Sinn Féin and these people who are all the time shouting about housing, and you know, they couldn't house in any one of them. But at the same time, when they're talking about housing, they give this impression that all the people that have property are rake eating or something like that. Well, just remember, they pay 56% tax.
Now, Michael, I'll read you some of the texts coming in, and some of them would favour your view and others not. But here we go. Short-term letting is hard work, but it's taxed at 12.5% for a limited company, while long-term renting is taxed at 25% plus a surcharge. Why does the state punish long-term letting? Another one. Just look at Lahinchin or Kilkee and all the empty holiday houses. They should triple tax the owners, according to this listener. Another one says, I live in Kilkee, which is a tourist hotspot. The proliferation of short-term lets has driven out local people from living in their own town. Short-term lets, fine, but they need to be outside the centres of towns. I have an apartment in Galway, which I let short-term, 3 to 6 months, to visiting workers, to industry, university, hospital. This allows me to use it for my large family when they visit. Where does that leave doctors on rotation in hospital, etc.? I have a 300-year-old barn right next to my house. I'm currently renovating it, and Airbnb is my long-term plan. I wouldn't dream of renting it out as a normal let. Firstly, I wouldn't want people in my garden permanently, especially as landlords have almost no rights in this country. I used to have rentals, never again. Government policy has made it extremely difficult to be a landlord. Airbnb is the only option if I want the building to make money for me, as is my right. That's from John. This one, though, says, tell Michael that we have a housing emergency. We have enough tourists. Our own people come first. We all work hard, but most of us could never afford to buy a second home. The next generation can't even afford to buy a first home. So mixed views there, Michael.
Yes, and some of them were very sound and more of them were absolutely raving. John's statement was very sound because what he said there, he works hard. He wants it. The place he's talking about is right alongside his house. As I said to you at the start of the interview, there are properties that are suited to short-term but not to long-term because of their proximity to the property owner's own house. But then the person that said, oh, we have enough tourism-like type of a thing, rubbish. The people that come in here spending money, they're the people who employ our children and our grandchildren and our neighbours' children in the tourism sector. We need a vibrant tourism market. And to have tourists, it is sort of essential to have a place for them to put down their head and close their eyes. Do you know, they can't sleep in the car. So, like, practically common sense has to come into play here. And the person, again, who, in my opinion, spoke rubbish when they said about we have a housing crisis. Of course I know we have a housing crisis. But like I said, you're not going to make the people involved in short-term rentals be responsible for a problem that they didn't create. They're providing a service. And anybody in government that thinks that 10,000 people are going to say, right, we'll up sticks here now, we'll stop doing short-term rents and we'll go into the long-term rental business. They will in their eyeball. They'll leave the property idle. They'll put their own children or grandchildren into it. They'll do something else with it. But they definitely won't do what the government is telling them to do. And thankfully, we're not in North Korea. They won't be able to make them do something like that with it. But what they will do is finish up shooting ourselves in our own foot, because we won't help the people that need long-term rentals, but we will hurt them because we'll make sure that there's less and less of us.
Now, some more of the comments coming in. This one, my son lives in Singapore. They banned short-term letting to solve a housing shortage. problem solved. Another one, landlords want to have their cake and eat it too, invest in a rental property, but want to pull the rug out from under the tenant's feet any time they want. We wouldn't have this problem if landlords only enter the market knowing that tenants have strong rights. Hobby landlords should not be a thing. And this one, before taking on a battle with short-term rental, the government should be attacking with rigour the derelict and vacant properties covering the country in both rural and urban environments. Now, that question about hobby landlords there, that they want to be able to pull the rug out from under the tenant's feet any time they like. I mean, that idea that a tenant would have, you know, a good tenant paying the rent doesn't damage the property, that they couldn't have any kind of security of tenure. That's a worry. That is a worry for people who enter into a tenancy.
It is, but that's an awful sweeping statement to make, as though it's like, you know, painting everybody with a bad brush. That's wrong to give that impression. The very vast majority of people who rent out properties, they're conscientious. Like I say, they pay enormous sums of tax. Somebody mentioned 25% there a while ago. I'd love to know what planet they were living on, because that's not factual or correct. But they pay their tax. They keep their properties well. The properties are inspected, as you know, on a regular basis by the local authority, who do great work. A person spoke about dereliction there. I want to compliment the government for the introduction and the improving all the time of grants to renovate derelict properties. And I do think it's a sin if you go into any town or village, and our minister is doing excellent work, and over the shop properties, there's an enhanced grant now to do up those. There's actually very serious sums of money available there. So if people could be encouraged to avail of the grants. But you see, I know why they're not availing of the grants and the numbers that they should be, because they're looking at the end game. In other words, they're thinking, I have a derelict property, I can get a grant to do it up, but what happens to me then? And what they're afraid of is, I rent out the property, I have to pay enormous sums of tax. Even getting the grant, it mightn't wash its face. In other words, it mightn't pay for itself. And then if you have trouble with a tenant who doesn't want to pay, or because we have to be factual about this, Pat. Good tenants, of course, are great. And the majority of people over my, whatever it is, 40 years of being involved, I would say that the vast majority of people are what I'd call sound. But, of course, we'll always have reactors that aren't, and don't fulfill their obligation, you know? And that's very, very unfortunate. And that's what's putting people off, you know? So we need government to be conscientious of. We have to work at this together. But we need the two things going side by side. We need the short terms, and we need the long-term rents as well.
All right, Michael, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for joining us. That's Michael Healy-Ray, Minister of State at the Department of Agriculture. One final comment. Most hotel accommodation from Uachtaráin to Malm Cross, Carraro to Carna, has been given over to iPass. So tourists, families returning for holidays or occasions like weddings and funerals, have nowhere to stay as a result. Locals have nowhere for weddings, christenings, funerals, meetings or other community activities. Clamping down on short-term lets has decimated this particular area, according to that texter.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.